Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman by heading over to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Halbkasten mit Tom Reimann und David Bell.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to a special quarantine episode of my cast!
Quarantine cast!
Quarantine Q-cast!
I think when Jeff was on, he called it Wipecast.
Wipecast.
Because you gotta wipe everything down.
We do, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were actually in the same filthy rooms together when you recorded that.
Ew.
Not so this week.
Disgusting. Yeah, I'm away from you freaks. That's good.
Yeah, you are.
I'm safe from you. I'm in my own little podcast studio, which is my living room, which is one of the three grand rooms that I own.
Yeah. Hi, Katie. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's me, Katie. Katie Golden.
You know,
from podcasts.
Yeah. You guys know from the internet.
You know.
Yeah.
So we're here.
We're not here.
Doing Hypecast.
We're sort of floating in the void.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any actual physical evidence of either of you two, so you could be ghosts. Right.
Yeah.
Now.
It's everything's an illusion now. Time has no meaning. You know, nothing matters. It's fine.
Yeah. No, we're in what, like day 10 now, or I can't even seven,
I don't know.
Day seven.
Like, not I'm enough, really apparently.
I thought it was like three.
Well, yeah. Since I've been working from home since, like,
yeah,
okay.
I started a while back
week.
Too, but yeah, you know, day whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
day
I'm,
whatever, man.
I'm really starting to. Really starting to get them Jack Torrance tinglings.
Oh, yeah.
I just ordered a giant crochet needle to knit a rug, so I'm doing good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, what has everybody's projects been? I guess that's yours.
I have more, Dave.
Oh, okay. What else?
Painting.
Tell me. Painting, okay.
Felting.
Okay.
Probably.
Did you say felting?
Felting. It's where you use felt. This is good content, but also
it's fine.
I have clay. I'm gonna make some pinch pots, and
ooh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, did I mention painting?
You did.
Yeah. Oh, all right, great.
Tom, are you doing also pottery and painting?
No, Dave. I gotta tell you, I'm just working.
Yes,
that's just all I do ever.
I've been doing that. I've been not shaving, eating some Taco Bell.
Oh, hell no.
Wait, you shaved?
I've been laying in the dark. Yeah.
Okay.
I've always been fairly clean shaven. Not like lazily shaven, because I don't like having facial hair.
I guess I can't picture it, so I just assumed you didn't grow facial hair.
Yeah, I can't really. Mm. When I say I'm not shaving, that doesn't mean I'm growing facial
hair
necessarily.
You're not shaving the one hair in the center of your chin that grows very long.
I'm not chasing that one errant hair off my face every morning.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what mess happens on my face.
I'm just going to let like my playoff quarantine beard ride, because unlike
Fuck
Dave...
It.
My facial hair grows in very fast, and it grows in a villain goatee.
Mine does too. No, I have a villain goatee as well.
Yeah, okay. Aww. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And it's like Chimone mainly goatee.
Yeah. I am going to not, I guess, care about my appearance in any way.
Let's let it all go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No morality.
Yeah. No.
We're gonna live like animals.
We're beyond the laws of men and decency. Yeah.
Speaking of which, we have producers.
We sure do.
We have a lot of new producers for this Hypecast. A lot of people have a lot of downtime right now.
Yeah.
And so thank you. Thank
a lot
you,
of
subscribers.
Spare time on the books.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be our first week where we're going to split up saying the names.
Yeah, we're going to do it throughout the episode because we had been doing it all at the top, and it's just the list just keeps getting bigger, so we don't want to do them all at once.
Yeah. So let me start up by talking about our new ones. We got a bunch new this week. The first one is I hope she doesn't mind, because I haven't got an official name for this first producer.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you to Lauren. I won't say your last name. That's what I'll do.
There you go.
Lauren just in McCall? Case.
Yeah.
Yes, from beyond the grave.
Until you give us, like, I sent you a message. I don't want to use someone's full name unless they're like, yeah, do that. So thank you so much, though. Thank you.
Yes, thank you,
much
Lauren
Bacall.
Much
appreciated. Yeah, also Bootler Boodleson.
Sure.
Pretty fucking great.
Whatever. Whatever's going on there.
Thank you to the Boodleson family.
Yeah,
I assume that's a legal name as well.
Yeah, no. I knew a Bootler Boodleson.
The traveling singing Boodlesons.
Yes.
Yep.
They're famous.
Grumblebee. Also great.
Yeah. Just a pissed off insect.
Yeah.
Wanted to support Hypecast.
Grumbling little bee. Yeah. Oh, that's adorable. Tom, you want some of these?
Sure. Welzowski. Thank you so much.
Welzowski. You skipped Tux.
Oh, I skipped Tux. I'm sorry. Tux is in there.
Hi, Tux.
Hello, Tux.
Thank you.
We also got Shepherd Mulch Diggums.
Mulch Diggums. And
Mulch Diggums.
You sly fox.
And then Norm from Cheers. George Wendt, everybody. George Wendt is
a big
fan of the show.
Yeah, thank you, George.
Mm-hmm.
Much appreciated. You guys are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll get to the rest of the producers later. We could mix things up so no one's last, but we have a really honored last one. And so I haven't asked them what they feel about that yet. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody cares.
No, I don't think it matters.
I don't think someone's like listening and they're just like really mad about the order.
Yeah, really seething at their placement.
Yeah, but if you are, let us know.
Yeah.
There's some strict adherence to the Dewey Decimal System that are just like livid right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, just furious. People who tend to be strict about the Dewey Decimal System are generally furious just all
the
time.
They aren't very relaxed people, I've found.
No.
No. You guys want to talk about some trailers?
Yeah.
I'd love to. This is going to be strange. I don't know how many of these are actually going to make it to theaters or if they'll all be on VOD.
Well, here's an interesting thing about this week, in my opinion, is that when I was choosing a movie that deserved more hype, like half of these could go on it because they're all fairly small movies, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because, like, yeah, nothing's really, you know, like the VOD market is like, well, stay the course.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, theaters, we're not really getting new trailers. Are we?
Not really. Everything's being pushed.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. We'll see what happens next week in terms of trailers, too. I'm sure there'll be some. I'm sure they'll want to put out trailers, though, just to keep people interested, you know?
Yeah. We'll see what happens with this coronavirus.
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling it?
Let me tell you, just real quick, we're getting some absolutely insane PR emails at Collider. One of them used the phrase Rona and chill. Completely demented.
PR emails. Like you have the chills as one of the symptoms.
No, you know, like, yeah. you know,
yeah, like you get the chills and a fever,
right?
And
no,
then you
no,
die.
No, they're trying to send us hip PR emails about this millennial pandemic.
What I like about that too is that so Netflix and chill. The cute little joke about that is chill is a euphemism for sexual intercourse. So
yes.
What they're saying is like get corona and then have sex with someone.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
You fuck the virus into someone.
Yeah.
Or have the virus fucked into you.
Right.
In that exchange.
Just spread it. Yeah.
Or you both have it and you're just smushing viruses.
I mean, that's the responsible thing to do. Keep your...
It truly is, yeah.
Keep it within the virus is what we like to say.
Yeah. Listen, what happens in quarantine stays in quarantine.
There are going to be... Yeah. There's going to
be
too many
quarantine babies.
Oh, God. It's going to be a real problem.
Yeah.
Q babies.
They'll all be immune.
Mm. Yeah. They'll be super babies for the new world. It's like, for the new world we will build.
So they're called like baby boomers, the older generation. So what would these would be like?
Doomer boomers. I don't know.
Yeah. I was thinking baby doomers.
Baby boomers.
That was way better than mine.
That was way better than yours, Tom, also.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to hang up. I'm going to cut myself out of the rest of this podcast.
No, Tom.
No.
Let's talk about this first trailer, Inheritance. Inheritance. I want to talk about this
one. Yes. Yeah. No, this movie looks cool.
It's about how we should all have our own Simon Pegg in the basement.
It's specifically about how Buddy from Seinfeld has Simon Pegg in his basement.
That's real weird.
And it's Simon Pegg being the most un-Simon Pegg character I've ever seen.
He's got the one American accent that British people do.
Yes.
And it seems like also that British comedians who want to go into drama or something serious or thriller, they always turn into Americans. Like House, Hugh Laurie, he put on, and it's always the same accent where they, I guess they think all Americans are really overpronounced their R's and are gruff and vocal fry, you know.
Yeah, they just growl their way through it.
They're all like trying to sound like Michael Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Shannon makes an appearance on today's episode.
Maybe Michael Shannon is secretly British.
Maybe. This is all...
They've discovered my secret.
It is a weird transition they do. But this was the epitome of watching this trailer and getting halfway through and going, is that fucking Simon Pegg?
Yeah,
because he's all covered in shit and he's filmed in the dark.
And he doesn't sound like himself.
That is sort of his mise-en-scene kind of thing. Like, he is typically covered in shit and...
That's fair.
I'm sorry, Simon Pegg. I didn't mean it. That was a joke. That was a mean joke.
Sorry, Simon.
Yeah, man. The Roman.
He did a cute thing. Him and Nick Frost did a cute bit about social distancing.
It was better than that Imagine video.
Yeah. Way better.
They weren't like sipping on some like $2,000 wine as they're like, social distancing.
Yeah.
Quite so.
My kids served me Perrier on a fucking
chip.
A scooter.
Let's build a fort inside. What did you guys think of this, by the way?
It looks interesting. I'm curious to see it play out. It's about a woman, Lily Collins. Her dad, Patrick Warburton, dies, and she leaves specifically her the key to this dungeon he has out in the middle of the forest, and Simon Pegg is chained up down there, and we don't know why.
Yeah, it's fun.
Right.
That's a fun premise.
Yeah.
He got reverse Shaun of the Dead, where now he's the one. Yeah. It's solid thriller, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thriller premise.
So did she inherit Simon Pegg? Is that the idea?
Yes. Yeah. She inherited whatever secret this is.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks good. Do we know who made it?
No. I don't.
Katie, are you a thriller person? Are you into them thrillers?
Well, I think it kind of depends. I'm an anxious person, so if it has a lot of jump scares and things that make my palms get really sweaty and like my toes get really sweaty and every part of my body get really sweaty and I get like the fear burps, then no, I don't actually like it. But if it's not jump scary, then yeah, I like thrillers.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to say with this one. It's the director of Terminal, a movie no one saw. With Simon Pegg in it.
Oh, yeah, that's the one with Margot Robbie, right?
Yeah, that I bet is kind of good. Like, I bet...
I believe it's on Hulu for free.
There's a great cast. I'm going to watch Terminal.
Yeah, maybe we should watch
Terminal. And Dexter Fletcher.
Yeah, isn't Mike Myers in it? Isn't there somebody really random in it? Or is that a different one?
I think so.
I might be thinking of another one. Anyway.
No, I think... I don't know. I like this director taking comedians and... making them be serious
and locking them in dungeons
and locking them in dungeons.
Get down there, funny boy.
Down there and act.
Sit in the dark, funny man.
That's what this should have been called.
Sit in the dark, funny man.
Yeah. Why not?
Who gives a shit? Yeah.
Straight to the point. All right. This next trailer has been around a little bit. Banana Split.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks cute.
What do you guys think of this? This is a teen comedy where two high school girls are split on like, one of them dates this guy, and then he starts dating this other girl, and then instead of becoming, like, a mean girl situation, they become pals, and it's, like, a friendship comedy.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it passes the Bechdel test.
Yeah. Well, it might because they, I mean, they say in it that we have to stop talking. Like, at first, it sounds like they keep talking about him, and then they're like, rule number one, let's not talk about him anymore.
That almost seemed like a conspicuous nod to the whole Bechdel test, but maybe not.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure about this movie. I think there's an influx after, like, the success of fucking... what is it, Eighth Grade and Booksmart, where they're like, oh yeah, like teen comedies.
Oh yeah, girls can be friends. What?
Hey, wait, girls have interior lives?
And they're like, oh, get a bunch of girlfriend like scripts together. Like, all the studios are just scrambling.
Yeah.
Scramble for any script with just like two teenage girls.
I do still somewhat bristle at the whole like their entire friendship is based around like dating drama, but you know, it subverts expectations.
I don't know. If you want to watch a really good teen film about two girls who are friends, you should watch Thoroughbred. Everybody watch Thoroughbred. Real romp, that movie.
That I haven't seen it, so I'm
It's actually like a horror film, yeah. But it's really good.
Yeah.
It's about two girls, like rich girls, who decide to kill somebody.
Yeah, I think I saw that
trailer. Thoroughbreds, isn't it?
Thoroughbreds. Yeah. Sure.
And the girls are horses. That way. Yep.
Well, it's named that way partially because one of the girls is like been alienated by her peers because everybody heard that she mercy killed her horse with her bare hands by like slitting its throat. It's a really fucked up movie. It's great.
It's technically not with your bare hands, Dave, but...
whatever. I don't know. That's like handwork.
It's handwork, but there's a knife in them.
How many degrees of separation between horse and your hands vis-a-vis the death is there, I guess?
Yeah.
Because like if you...
my hands?
Well, no, like if you drone strike a horse, that's clearly quite removed from the killing. But I would say like... killing a horse by stabbing it, like that's pretty intimate, you know.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that takes a lot. Yeah, like if you're riding a horse and you accidentally or purposefully ride it off a cliff, that's technically with your bare hands.
Well, it's
but
sort
it
of
feels
your,
cowardly.
More with your bare ass, because like you're sitting.
Yeah,
on
that's
it.
True. Your cheeks are directing the horse towards its demise.
In that sense, there's a lot of people who have killed horses with their bare ass, I guess.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's
it is
something.
Interesting. I like that.
A lot of ass to horse murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, banana split. I don't know.
Sure.
Maybe.
Looks fun.
Maybe.
I don't know when it's coming
maybe.
Out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the next one, the platform?
I like this one.
Yeah, I was intrigued by it. It feels very prescient.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that it's like a... It feels almost like a Gilliam movie, you know? Like it's so... Yeah. It's so stark in its its visual metaphor. The premise is it's a bunch of people in this prison that's just a series of open, like there's just this big open space in the middle, and it's, you know, it's hundreds of floors, and this platform travels down starting at the top, full of food, and the premise is it's just like you eat what's on the platform as it gets to you, and the people close to the bottom are all starving to death because nobody's taking only what they need to eat. They're like overeating, or they're like destroying the food. So yeah, it looks interesting.
It's very
that feels. It feels like now, doesn't it?
A little bit. It's a little on the nose. I'm getting real Snowpiercer vibes from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't to say, I mean, Snowpiercer is great. I watched that recently. So yeah, this is pretty exciting.
I feel like it would make a really good like short film or short story.
Yeah.
It's got that like really nice short story thing to it. So I'm not sure like how they're going to make it a full film. I think that's sometimes the weakness of these things, where it's this metaphor that's immediately recognizable. There's no mystery to this metaphor. It's not like, huh, what do they mean? What do they mean the food doesn't reach the bottom? What does that mean?
Right. There needs to be something on top of it. Like Snowpiercer has a lot of character stuff and like cool fight scenes and
bug stuff.
Yeah.
The bug stuff.
They were on a train.
The train?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
See where Chris Evans sees all the roaches and is just screaming.
Why would you be like, because didn't they eat like people in that too? Am I getting it confused? I didn't actually watch.
He ate a baby. He knows that babies taste best.
Okay,
that's a
but
line
then why
he
would
says.
You be grossed out by
Captain America?
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe the problem is they didn't have enough baby cockroaches.
Yeah
that's what it was. He's like, ah,
they're baby
all grown.
Roaches taste bad. Yeah.
They're all adult bugs. Yeah, because I was fully expecting the discovery to be that they were feeding the kids to the poor people.
Right.
But no.
No, you gotta save those kids. You gotta use those kids for parts.
Yep, just jamming them into machines.
You gotta feed the kids to the cockroaches so those cockroaches are child fed, you know?
So the roaches grow big and strong.
Right.
And then you can milk them.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and that's
get
when
yourself
their milk
some
is
roach
best.
Milk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I love me some roach milk.
Oh, yeah. It's the best, really.
Yeah. See, that's the platform. It's pretty neat. It's a foreign language, right?
Yeah.
It's international of some sort.
It sounded like Spanish. I can't remember.
Okay. Wow.
I might have been thinking of a different trailer.
It looks very... It's got that indie movie feel that, like... I would say Snowpiercer took advantage of where like limited sets probably, or like Cube, where it's like everything looks the same so they can kind of shoot in the same locations or in the same set. So that's cool. I'm looking forward to seeing what this filmmaker does from here on too, if this is really good.
Yeah, this movie will be on Netflix today as you're listening
really?
To this. Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So everybody watch... watch the platform.
What's next?
Sorry, I'm looking up the director, but I don't know any of these guys. Next is what is it pronounced? Masamir, the movie.
Oh yeah,
this is based off a TV show that is international. It's a Middle Eastern TV show.
Yeah,
cartoon show.
Yeah, it's an animated movie.
Yeah, and I'm like kind of curious what the TV show is, because this looks kind of delightful.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice animation style too.
Yeah, the animation style is really cool. And it looks funny.
Yeah. It does. And it looks like weird and creative. I don't know. Like the I can't quite tell what the plot is.
No, me either.
But that's probably because it's based off a TV show. So there's, I'm guessing there's a lot,
well, they
you
did
know, like
say,
a lot of stuff we have to
they
follow.
They did say that their house was going to get turned into a public toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a girl who is an engineer, but she made a bad robot. And so she may have lost her job or something. I'm not sure. So that's what it's about.
Yeah, and there's like superhero stuff in it well.
Yeah,
they're like recruiting for a superhero team.
There's a lot going on.
Yep. It's a talking dog.
Yeah.
Got all
well,
sorts
of, course,
of shit.
Yeah, it's got to have a talking dog.
Shit.
Yeah. This is also coming to Netflix.
Oh, good.
Yeah. There's a. That should be. I don't know. That should be. This is the time, you know?
Yeah.
This is the time to watch a movie like this, a movie you wouldn't like. It's a good time to watch a bunch of movies that you wouldn't have normally watched if you didn't have all the time in the world, you know?
Accurate. Yeah. That's now that we're all Howard Hughes-ing away in our homes.
Right. And so this feels like if you got kids, like this will be one to throw on because it's like, well, it can't fucking hurt when they want to watch Frozen for the 20th time. It's like, no, fuckers. We're going to watch this, and you're gonna fucking love it.
Broaden your culture a little bit, you tiny shits, you little shits.
Yeah. Oh, they're terrible.
Yep. They're the worst.
Yeah.
That's why you got to feed them to the roaches. And get that delicious, oily roach milk.
Yep.
It is oily.
It's very oily, yeah. It's the oiliest milk.
It's got kind of like a petroleum jelly.
It goes down smooth.
It does, yeah.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's child and then one of those lesser than symbols and then cockroach milk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the order of things in the world.
Yeah, that's the hierarchy we've established right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what else we can slap on there. next trailer is You Cannot Kill David Arquette. Which, I don't know, that seems like a lie.
You can't tell me what to do.
Yeah. It's don't try to box me in, man.
Just like makes me want to do it more.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Reverse psychology.
We're going to go kill David Arquette as soon as we're done recording.
Yeah.
Just to prove this fucking movie wrong. This looks kind of interesting. It's a documentary about David Arquette, who infamously won the WCW title in the late 90s. And it was partly to promote that movie he did with, I think, Scott Kahn called Ready to Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
But he got, like, really into wrestling. And, like, now he's wrestling at, like, 47 years old. Like, he's wrestling right now in indie promotions.
I love that they have to interview Courtney Cox.
Yep.
And she's just like,
she's
oh,
the first
fucking,
interview
I don't
subject
know.
You see. I was like, they're talking to Courtney Cox. Holy shit.
You can tell she's so fed up with this shit.
Yeah.
This wrestling shit.
But she's,
now
I mean,
she has
she's,
to do a whole.
Yeah, she's probably fed up with
see,
a lot.
Did you guys see that video of there's some WWE wrestling match that was going on like during the whole Corona lockdown stuff? So there was like no audience, no nothing, and they're just it's clearly. Like soap opera, very Shakespearean. Just these two guys yelling at each other with absolutely no background noise.
I know. They're going to have WrestleMania with no crowd, and it's going to be the strangest thing ever.
It's actually...
It really changes the dynamic.
It's really powerful. It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just like, you come here on my turf and zoom in on his face, and it's sort of like, you know, just like silence, dead silence.
Right, it's almost like they're doing minimalist Shakespeare because they're in a giant, like, empty black room.
And, like, can you imagine, like, the body smack slams as they just wrestle?
Yeah.
It feels like...
the slapping meat sound.
The echoing sound of thighs slapping together.
Yeah.
And the weird screams where they're like, ah!
sort of the little grunts that they do, just sort of like, ah!
It seems uncomfortable. Like, I'm uncomfortable watching it.
Yeah.
I'm more comfortable with that version, actually.
Yeah.
I don't want an audience to peer pressure me into being excited. I'll be excited if I damn well please to be. Thank you very much.
That's fair. Yeah, I had the same with the debate, because with an without an audience, it's like two old guys yelling at each other to dead silence.
Yep.
I did, and like, it's like if you go into the other room, it just sounds like two grandpas are having a fight.
I did like the part where Biden clearly forgot that it was not, there was no audience, and his answer to a question was just no. And then he waited for applause and there was none, and like, but, you know, just carried on bravely.
I feel like that's got to happen in WrestleMania as well, right? There's going to be moments where they forget.
Yeah. Like they turn towards the empty bleachers and kind of do that whole like rallying the crowd fist pump thing, and there's just nothing, just the sound. Have you seen those YouTube videos where they, it's like dance videos or music videos, but they remove like all of the musical soundtrack, or they remove everything.
Oh, yeah,
it's just like squeaking shoes and kind of like heavy breathing. And
Yeah, I think they actually did that gag on an After Hours at Cracked, didn't they?
Really?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
It's
What is this website you're saying? I don't think.
Oh, right. Yeah. I don't, it's, you know, it's this website. I think they sell radios now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like
they sell a lot of Bluetooth speakers.
It's like the Radio Shack kind of offshoot that sells only shower Bluetooth.
So that was Radio Shack's problem, is that it wasn't specific enough.
Right.
Yeah, it was a whole shack.
You got to get real specific to survive the electronics wars.
Yeah, I want to be able to walk in a store and then walk out with my shower Bluetooth radio. You know?
You guys remember like going into Radio Shack and trying to buy something there?
Yeah, it was a fucking Byzantine process.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. That place was a nightmare. Yeah. You go in and like you couldn't, like none of the shelves made sense, and they would sell like weird wires that nobody needed.
Exactly.
And then some fucking asshole would approach and like start talking to you about what you're gonna buy, and like it just was like a really uncomfortable experience.
Yeah.
Death to Radio Shack.
I think I think they did die.
Yeah, I think that's been decided.
Right. Well,
the worst thing about going into Radio Shack is they had like one toy and it was hidden all the way in the back.
It was always some piece of shit.
Yeah,
I remember
it was like
the toys being real high up and I couldn't reach them, and I'd beg for someone to reach it for me and then I'd get it, but it sucked.
And then you discover that it sucks.
But then it's just like, it looks like a cool car that like drives, but the wheels are locked in place and it just like turns different colors. And it's like, well, this is bullshit.
So then you just drop it on, leave it in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck this. This can make its own way.
It's so fucking smart.
Hide it in the wires.
Yeah.
All right. Next trailer. We Summon the Darkness.
I think this looks fun.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I like metal, and I like movies sometimes.
Oh, what a treat for you.
Thank you. Yeah, but the problem is I think sometimes people who make movies about metal don't really think of it like a certain way of like, oh, it's these goth girls going around taking shots and joking about Satan, and you know there's some of that, I'm sure, but
sure
there's also kind of, go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's it. I'm saying not all metal fans are hot girls is what I'm saying.
There's a lot of music nerds, music theory nerds really like metal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This feels like it's somehow a spot between like Lords of Chaos or Green Room, where I can't quite feel like what the tone is, if it's trying to be.
Oh, I think it's definitely meant to be funny.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. And in terms of what the film is, if it's like, oh, are these metalheads going too far, or is this like a survival thing? I'm not sure. Johnny Knoxville's in there in the mix.
Playing a fucking Baptist TV preacher.
Which is a pretty great fucking idea.
That's a great way to use casting. Solid utilization of Johnny Knoxville. Go ahead.
Strong sense I got from this, which I guess I could be wrong, was that like it's going to seem like, metalheads are behind all the spooky Satan murders. But guess what? It turns out to be a priest and or a bat. What are they called?
Oh, even? Right. That's probably what it is.
Yeah. You know, and then like, and the religious people were doing it for PR or something or whatever. And then the, you know, metal people have to fight back against them, which, you know, okay. You know yeah. what I mean? I don't know. It's like, yeah, cool. I guess, I don't know. Sorry, that's yeah. my riveting film analysis.
Well, no, you, yeah, the I don't thing
know.
Is,
you know,
that's
sure.
probably it, and that's kind of not a surprising revelation that I think about it, because, you know, there's been real-life cases of, like, metal kids getting in trouble for things they didn't do when it's clearly, like, someone else. I don't know. It's definitely an interesting theme, but it does feel... It's just hard to tell from the trailer if the tone, if it's going to work out. Like, there was nothing really in this trailer that gave me a clear view of what their premise was going to be,
yeah.
what their thesis was, and what exactly, like, if it's going to be really funny or really scary. It's a kind of a wait and see type of situation. I think it'll yeah. be streaming.
My thesis is that people have got to stop vaping at metal concerts. It is a problem.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
for
some
sure.
of us enjoy it, but actually don't want to smell your vapes is, you know,
right.
You don't
want to
smell my
your,
vapes, bro.
I don't
want to smell your hot
no,
breath.
Listen, I don't want to smell your vapes. It's nasty vapes. You got some nasty yeah. flavor too, like some kind of like coconut banana vape that smells like ass. I don't want to smell it.
Right. No, it's garbage.
No, yeah. it's the worst, yeah.
I want a movie yeah. about that. About
Well, no, it, yeah. it's this. I think there's this thing with vapes where it's like, oh, it has a good flavor, so people must love it when, oh, yeah, the room smells like cinnamon toast now. Don't you love it? And it's like, yeah, it smells like cinnamon toast and your bad breath.
Right.
Because you're like, you're just like, like breathing it all over like a dragon, like because you think your yeah. breath is fucking gold.
It's like
it
eating,
ain't gold.
Yeah, it's like eating some cinnamon toast and be like, that tasted really good. Do you want some? And then spitting it in someone else's mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's, yeah, it's like nobody wants your stinky vapes.
Nobody wants your stinky vapes.
Down with
you
stinky
fuckers.
Vapes.
Yeah. Next trailer is International Falls with fucking Rob Hugel.
Rob Hugel and Rachel Harris.
Yeah. This is a fascinating one to me.
Yeah,
it's like an indie comedy romance about this is the one thing that I was like, I don't know. It's about like a guy giving a woman the bravery to do stand-up comedy. Is that correct?
Nice.
I
love
think
it.
Is that what I saw there?
Love it.
Yeah, I think he's sort of
you know
like,
what? You're actually really funny. What? Me? A woman? Funny?
I want to give it to the benefit of the doubt just because yeah. I like the people in it and it looks like a genuine film, but it's just funny.
Yeah.
That seems to be like one of the takeaways from this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it appears that she is asking him for like guidance, I guess, because she wants to break in and he's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But yes. But also yeah. yes.
It depends on how they pull it off. Like if they acknowledge that stand-up is very male dominated and she clearly has the ambition and wants to do it but has that like imposter syndrome thing, like, and they kind of yeah. play with that. Yeah, that could be good. But if it is just simply like, she didn't know she was secretly funny until a man told her, yes, you are moderately funny.
Hmm. Yeah, it could go either way. It's just weird to see fucking Rob Hugel.
In a drama,
they
yeah.
keep saying
in a
drama. Rob Hugel as if Rob, I should know who that is.
He's, where would you know him from?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of comedies. I don't know. He did Human Giant
yeah,
with Paul Scheer.
I know him. Yeah, I was going to say, I know him mostly from like random podcast appearances and stuff like that. Yeah, he was in Children's Hospital. He's been in a bunch of like comedies.
Okay.
Random comedies.
Nah, I'm sure he's a cool guy. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, he seems like a neat
he's
guy.
He's probably a nice guy, yeah.
This is directed by a lady.
Well, that gives me a little something. More confidence in the premise. Yeah.
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 She's done a lot of shorts. It's written by, let's see, what did this writer do? It's all pretty newbies, so who can say? But it is. It does look just kind of interesting as an indie film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hope they
it.
Do something with the waterfalls. Like, I want to see how those waterfalls come into play in the comedy. Like, maybe some waterfall comedy. Like,
sure.
Like, you know, the thing about waterfalls.
Give us an example.
It's a lot of. It's how come there's no water ups, right?
Right.
There's no water climbs.
Right. Damn. Yeah. See, that really cuts into the issue. Mm-hmm. Like.
Sorry, hang on a second. I'm writing this down for my own stand-up set.
Sure.
Why aren't there any water ups? All right, let's mm-hmm. continue the podcast.
Okay. Next trailer. One BR.
Which stands for one bedroom. One bedroom, yes.
Indeed.
This is another one where I don't know what to make of it.
I don't know. I'm skeptical. I don't... As a woman... who did live alone at an apartment in LA. There is a certain amount of paranoia always with like being a single woman in an apartment and sort of that like feeling of like, oh man, you know, a little bit of paranoia and stuff. But I don't know what this is trying to say about that because it seems to be saying don't trust anyone and... Like
they might cook your cat.
They might cook your cat, and like the woman in it is like a, you know, sort of like, I don't know how else to phrase this, but a white woman. Sorry,
she's sort of like a white woman.
But you know, I mean, and so to kind of like play into those fears, like it's sort of it plays into that whole like everyone's really interested in white women being. Like single attractive white women being in danger and being right. randomly kidnapped or, you know, and it's like, okay, I mean, yeah, it happens and stuff. And, but there's also something a little bit, it's not a big deal if you have a good plot, but if your whole thesis of your film is, wow, it's scary to be a woman and feel, and it's also like, you know, look at these, cause like, I did.
That is like, I think that's like at least 60% of horror movies have some level of that.
Yeah.
Because there's always the female protagonist. And I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Like it's always
we've been getting better
it's
at that.
Liam Neeson's daughter getting kidnapped and not like, you know, the demographic.
Liam Neeson.
What? Liam Neeson's daughter. Remember? She got
right,
kidnapped.
And not like Liam Neeson. I want to see one where Liam Neeson gets kidnapped.
Yeah, exactly. Or like maybe not an attractive white person. You know?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how else to put it. I'm sorry. I apologize to white people.
Yeah, I this does seem like it's a like a slasher style yeah. where there's no ghosts or anything.
It's like, wow, that sort of... turkey smells good. Wait a minute, I don't have a turkey.
Yeah, I was sort of bummed. Like, for the obvious reasons that you're pointing out, where it's just, yeah, it's like, it's another movie, and it seems to be about...
It is another movie.
It is. It seems to be another movie about gaslighting a woman.
Yeah.
Right.
But
which some like The Invisible Man was a really
was
good
excellent.
Movie about
yeah,
that.
Was really good.
Yeah, let's be clear. It's not about just it's about like brainwashing a woman into a cult.
Yeah.
I think like gaslighting is a more interesting topic that it's like they're like brainwashing her and roasting her cat, and that's a little bit maybe on the nose and uninteresting.
Right. Yeah. I was bummed. Like I was into the first like 20 seconds of this trailer where mm-hmm. she's hearing noises in the apartment. I'm like, ooh, yeah. This could be something.
I sometimes hear noises in my apartment. Relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted it to be ghosts.
Yeah, and it's clearly not.
I want to.
Yeah,
oh, I
didn't
want
get
movie.
The brainwashing thing, although now that you mention it, that makes sense in the trailer.
Yeah.
Because it felt like she was just getting terrorized.
I think it's like, I think the plot of it is like they seem, on the surface, it seems like they have this nice little community in their apartment, but oh no, it's a cult, and they force you to be in that by brainwashing you.
Yeah.
Spooky.
There's an X-Files episode called Arcadia that I wonder if this is going to resemble, which is that it's about a beautiful neighborhood, like a closed-off neighborhood.
Yeah.
A gated community, that's the word, where there, if you don't follow the rules, a trash monster kills you.
Nice.
Yeah. And so it does feel like it's like, oh, you got to follow the rules of this apartment complex or they'll get you.
Yeah, something dumb like that. Yeah, I don't know, man. I want one where you move into an apartment and you think it's haunted and full of ghosts, but it turns out the ghosts were the live people and you were the dead person and you're the one haunting the apartment and the ghosts are the live people and they think they're being haunted, but by you.
You know you're describing a real movie, right?
No, what? Which one?
Oh, spoilers. That is the plot for the Others. Yeah, the Nicole Kidman film, The Others.
Okay.
Which is done better. It's because they do it.
Than my idea. My movie that I haven't even begun to film yet. Dave. Yeah. Not even.
Sorry,
giving
you
it
got.
A chance?
I mean, you gotta toss it out. I'm sorry, it's been done.
Okay. This is unfair.
Yeah. Well, I really like The Others. That came out the same time as The Sixth Sense, and it got like overshadowed by it.
Yeah, that's why I haven't really heard of it.
Okay, I was about to say, I legit can't tell if you have or have not heard
No, I haven't. I'm just that smart and clever and good at movies. Which is, again, it sounds like more sarcasm, but I actually haven't heard of it. So I am very smug right now, and I'm going to be riding this smugness all the way through the rest of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just load up your quarantine with smugness.
It's filling the room.
Oh, yeah.
filling the room like nasty vapes.
Like a cloud, a thick cloud. My cloud vape is vape. My smug fumes. And just a little fart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that made the dog bark. Sorry, my smugness
got over
there.
There she goes.
Yeah.
It's a real smug dog there. It's secondhand smugness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys think of? Oh, what?
No, I just have no way of stopping the dog from doing that.
I don't even know if your mics will pick up the dog. We've had this issue where like it'll depend. Maybe the dog will come up.
Yeah.
But like. Such as my phone beeping just now.
Oh,
I don't know if that came up or not.
Guys, it'll be... It's texture. It's
listen,
real
these are
life.
Desperate
this
times.
Is real.
It doesn't fucking matter.
This is
doesn't
real, you guys.
These are desperate times.
Sorry.
Shit.
I think you were actually going to do some listenable content, and I interrupted you.
This is all listenable.
It is in the strictest sense.
You can listen
sense,
to it.
In the strictest definition of what is audible, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is something audible that you can literally listen to, yes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's the review I'm gonna give my appearance on your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly speaking, I can hear it.
I can definitely hear this podcast.
Yep.
When I press play, there is audio coming out. The next trailer is Behind You, which is, what did you guys think of this? It's a movie about, ooh, mirrors are scary.
Mirrors are scary though.
Mirrors are scary.
I was about to say, I don't know why it just doesn't get old for me. I was like, yeah, I want to see this.
I kind of disagree, unfortunately.
But you don't like horror movies.
Well, no,
sweaty
I do
movies.
Like. Well, I no, no, no. This isn't the reason. I do like horror movies. I don't like jump scare movies. But that's not even the
right.
That's not even the reason. It's more that I want a different kind of spooky mirror movie, which is why I'm spooked by mirrors. Is I'm scared of mirrors in the dark because your brain fills in missing information. So if you look in a mirror in the middle of the night, which I don't necessarily recommend if you're prone to anxiety, but your face will start to kind of morph around because your brain is filling in this missing information. So that kind of stuff, I think when movies use mirrors in that way is spooky, but like when it's just like, oh, but there's a demon behind you in the mirror, but not in real life. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
mean,
know.
That's, yeah, it's a it's a trope that has been in horror movies since I think mirrors existed.
But wait, what if, okay, hang on. What if you, all right, listen, guys. What if you were the mirror and when you're looking in the mirror is actually the person looking into you, and what you think is your reflection is actually the person
I think you're describing the ending of the of the Kiefer Sutherland film Mirrors.
Okay. Damn it.
Have you seen the Kiefer Sutherland film Mirrors?
No, I haven't.
You don't need to see
every,
you don't need to
every
see that.
Idea I have has been done. This is why I'm not into filmmaking.
Mirrors is a man, I don't remember that movie being good.
It is a bad film. It's a bad film with one really awesome sequence.
With Amy Smart.
Yeah, Amy Smart rips her own jawbone off. It's amazing.
I like that, though.
She sure does. Because she's haunted.
I hate that. Like, when you have a ghost who's like, get this jaw out of here. I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ghosts hate Jaws.
They
it's known.
Do hate
it's
Jaws.
A known fact.
There hasn't been that many... It's maybe I'm wrong about this. Mainstream, there hasn't been that many horror movies where it's just like, it's mirrors. And I think it's because they know that that's kind of a an easy one. But then there's like Oculus, which is a really good horror movie about a mirror.
I think the key...
So it can be done.
I think the key is either have one mirror, like one spooky mirror, or everything...
Or no mirrors.
No, no, or everything is mirrors.
Oh.
No, no, sorry.
Oh, okay.
One spooky mirror... Like one haunted mirror, and it's like, oops, that's the haunted mirror. Or every mirror is haunted, and there's mirrors everywhere, and you can't escape the mirrors. That's spooky, right?
Yeah, like you're haunted by a mirror that like
sort of.
Follows you around.
That's
like
cool.
You look in the mirror, and there's a mirror that's haunting you.
Right,
in
like
the
you
mirror.
Look in the mirror, and behind you is another mirror.
Another mirror, and that's the bad mirror. The mirror you're looking through.
And
that's just a regular mirror.
Devilishly, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I would watch it, like a movie about a literal mirror that haunts you.
Yeah, and it like tries to cut you.
Right.
With
or
its sharp
show
edges.
You or come kind of like under your chin to do that really bad angle that makes you look like a weird naked mole rat. Yeah, exactly.
And the secret to defeating the mirror, you smash it.
Yeah, but then you get 7 years of bad luck and more mirrors. It's kind of like a mirror
it's
hydra.
It's a bunch of tiny mirrors, yeah.
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 Now you've done it.
Now you've done it. And they have higher pitched voices, and they're like all by Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, God. It's like Fantasia, like when it makes the other brooms.
Right, but voiced by Gilbert Gottfried. I feel like you passed over that little detail I gave you.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's all right. You're forgiven.
It'll give him a lot of work, too. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people should, I don't know, at least check out the trailer for Behind You. Like, it's probably going to be on streaming. You'll have, you got nothing to do.
The key is to watch it over your shoulder using a mirror, and you find hidden secret messages in it. Like, because sometimes the text is backward, and you can only decode it with a mirror.
Right.
Sorry. Stupid.
Let's talk about The Quarry. You know, we all want to talk about The Quarry.
I do, because of Angry McMad Face, who's all in all these movies where he's mad.
Michael Shannon.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's Michael Shannon and Shea Whigham, and this movie should really be called Watching My Two Dads Fight.
Yeah.
I really hope Michael Shannon actually secretly turns out to be the good guy in this one, just because...
It sort of looks like he might be.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, like I'm not. It seems like maybe he is actually not the bad guy, or maybe he's somewhere in the middle. You know,
Right? Like the premise is that Shea Whigham has come to this town as a preacher, but it's clear that he's not a preacher and is in fact lying about his past. And Michael Shannon's onto him because he smells the conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Michael Shannon knows. Mm-hmm. He knows all your secrets.
He does.
Yeah, it's a good thriller. Someone apparently gets buried alive in it.
Yeah,
or at least put in a coffin.
Yeah, it looks like Shea Whigham in a coffin.
But like, why do people always have like a lighter when they're in a coffin? You know, like they always at least have a lighter. Like, I get that it's for the cinema of it, like you have to see the actor's face, but I don't know. I can't believe it. I can't suspend my disbelief that everyone who gets buried conveniently has a lighter.
Yeah, is also a smoker, right. I assume, because that's the only reason to have a lighter.
And also, smokers really don't necessarily have their lighters in their pocket.
Right, that's true. Yeah. And like a Zippo lighter.
Right.
Like a lighter that nobody really carries.
It's not
as embarrassing lighter that's like shaped like a wiener that he got as like a gag gift. This really dramatic coffin scene and you have like a gag lighter that's just like...
Well, the lighters that like, yeah, like a Vegas lighter with like...
Yeah, yeah. Plays like a snippet like of a Wayne Newton on. Song.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess people have phones now, right? Like, why can't he use his phone?
Well, that's what they did in
just the flashlight mode.
I was about to say Ryan Seacrest movie, but that's certainly not correct.
Yeah, that's the one.
Ryan Reynolds in Buried.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie. Is that movie good?
Yeah.
It's... He uses his phone light, right?
Yeah, he's on the phone the whole time. It's right. It's really, really tense, and it's like a nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a fun thing to watch.
Like, it's definitely gonna be nice and calming film for you to watch.
Yeah, while in quarantine. Yeah, yeah, and Ryan Seacrest really sells it.
He sure does.
That's Seacrest, man.
Yep.
He knows how to act.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more trailer.
We do.
And it's for a movie called Sea Fever. It's like Cabin Fever, but on the sea.
Is this an Irish sort of movie? Sorry.
It sounded like it. Yeah, everybody sounded all Irish.
I watched another Irish movie about spooky ocean things. It was like a dark comedy, Grabbers.
Ooh, I love Grabbers.
Yeah, that was a good one. Why are Irish people so scared of the ocean?
I guess because they got a lot of it.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of
that's
it.
True. Around they it. Are an island.
Yeah, you can't get fucking anywhere without dealing with that shitty ocean.
Yeah.
And the ocean sucks.
It does.
I've said it a million times.
It's a real garbage pit.
But yeah, I kind of like this. This is like the thing.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Yeah, you know, and it's about a bunch of people having to self-quarantine.
But like it looks like it's
to
like
get away from a fever.
Looks like it's like an alien that gives you a bunch of like alien buttholes all over your body or something.
Yeah, there's some sort of butthole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a butthole plague.
Yeah, I like that. I also really, really enjoyed Grabbers. It was a really fun movie. My dad and I watched it and we drank some Guinness every time someone else drank some Guinness. But then we stopped playing that because neither of us really wanted to drink that much Guinness.
Right. But then how the Grabbers are going to get you.
I know. It was fun. Yeah. It was fun, though. That was a fun movie. I liked it.
Yeah, I think that movie's kind of underrated. I think the problem with that movie was that they didn't know how to sell it. So, like, you look at the posters for it. And it's like, man, I don't know what this is. It just looks like every other like kind of cheap horror movie, like monster movie. So I think it got lost like in the sea of VOD, like you know, like flipping through Netflix movies.
They probably should have taken a page from the Shaun of the Dead model of how to market it, because I think that whole trilogy of different Shaun movies, they're not all called Shaun movies, but you know, the Shaun trilogy, they successfully marketed it as a horror comedy, so I think you know, going after that. But yeah, I thought it was fun. I liked it.
It's a good premise.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm also excited for Sea Fever. It's
I'm into it.
I love a good ocean mystery.
Or shortened as Sfever.
Sfever. Sfever. We're on to news stories, but first,
we got some more producers to name.
Yeah, we got some more producers to name. Katie, do you want to name any of these?
Sure.
I don't want you left out, but
they're on the dock, right?
Yeah, under stories. Up to stories.
Give me like a motivation or like a premise for like saying these names. Like, who am I and why am I saying these names?
Okay.
You want your motivation?
Yeah.
I'm a professional. They let out the air of your tires, and you're seeing them do it, and you're saying their name in a scolding fashion.
Do I know them? Like, do I know these pranksters? And so, like,
you know their names.
I know their names.
Okay, here. Oh, okay. You know of them because they're notorious around town. They're like scamps.
And I'm like kind of lovable scamps, right? Like, I'm like a school principal, and I see them like get, you know, doing my tires in, and I know these.
Yeah.
I know these scamps. Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how
rascals.
How many of them do you want me to do?
Just do the first three, because I got to explain.
Okay. All right, we'll do. All right. Davy Francis. Oh, Chancy Pants. Space McNulty.
They're all kind of perfect for lovable scamp names.
That's true.
That was great, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a solid read.
Like, Chancy Pants just sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon character.
Chancy Pants.
Our next one has changed their name, Tom. Because they figured it would get old. This is, you want to say it one last time, Tom?
One last time. Werthbane!
Ah. Werthbane will now be named Captain Fat Strong.
Captain Fat Strong. I think it's another Bane reference, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's what Jeff called Bane in Batman and Robin when we covered
that. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Captain. Thank you to Hiram. Always a pleasure. Great, it's that guy. That's another one that you could say, like, air laying out of tires.
Oh, great, it's that guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we got Lef. We got Bob Grenville. Bart Fartigan. Thank you all
Bart
so
Fart.
Much. Bart Fart.
Nolan Matten, Joshua Graves, and Andrew McGuire.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Producing.
All. So, I guess, as people might already know, there's movie news is pretty much about one thing.
Whew, yeah, it's about that Rona.
Yeah. There's a lot of movies that are getting an early release. Those movies include, let me look, actually. Let me look. The Hunt.
Yep.
Emma. Those are showing up on VOD on March 20th. Invisible Woman.
Yep.
That's one. Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey. Bloodshot.
Yep. Just Mercy. The Gentleman.
The Gentleman, yeah.
Yeah. Trolls World Tour. And Frozen 2 is coming out early, as did Rise of Skywalker, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want to watch Rise of Skywalker.
They're releasing them at home, right? Not in theaters.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And then that Ben Affleck movie, The Way Back.
Oh, okay.
That was just announced. I'm sure more will be announced.
Yeah, pretty much. You can expect, like, every movie that if it was supposed to come out in the next, like, month, will probably be on VOD.
Yeah, in the case of Bloodshot, where it came out, like, a week before everybody locked themselves in their houses. They're like, well, that kills our theatrical run, so we may as well put this shit on VOD.
It's very funny, because we just watched for Bloodshot. Me and Jeff agreed, like, oh, this is a solid VOD film. go watch it on VOD. It's perfect. And then they must have heard us, and they're like, yeah, they're right.
Right.
That's what
it is.
Did.
A solid VOD.
Yeah. It's, yeah, this is, I'm sure, yeah, they're all going to be expensive to rent because they need to make money.
Yeah, they're all going to be like $20.
Yeah, this is going to be a weird experiment, it feels like.
Yeah.
But a lot of these, what were you going to say?
Nothing. I said, yeah.
Oh.
Just
and then you accomplished it.
Just encouraging you to speak more.
Wow. Oh, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, a lot of these feel like they could have been on VOD to begin with.
Yeah.
The VOD squad.
Yeah, the VOD squad. So, like, it's not, this isn't like Black Widow or anything that needs to be like an IMAX experience.
Yeah, they haven't moved Black Widow yet, but I'm sure they're going to.
I think they've got a...
Oh, no, they pushed it.
Oh, they did, okay.
I think they've got to, like, in addition to giving everyone a basic income and, you know, healthcare and stuff, like, give everyone at-home IMAXs so we can watch movies in our homes.
Yeah,
give everyone their own copy of Bloodshot.
I know.
IMAX for all.
I know
Universal
it's not like
Bloodshot.
A quote-unquote priority or whatever, but I think it'd be nice.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It if people haven't, you should definitely rent The Invisible Man. That's a movie that could use some boost in the theaters. I feel bad for Bloodshot because I don't think Bloodshot was going to do very good, coronavirus or not. Or maybe they'll do better now. Because maybe that is, again, that's probably a movie that people were like, I'm not going outside for that. Again, even when there wasn't a pandemic, I don't think people would have left their house for that one. But maybe now people check it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is going to be interesting. It's going to make We Just Watched a little easier. Tom, we could do like The Hunt.
We could do something. Yeah, we could do The Hunt. That's true.
Well,
yeah.
Dave, it's sounding like it's right you're saying there. You're glad there's a global pandemic. That you're happy you're happy about all the suffering.
My lifestyle hasn't changed that much.
Right.
If I'm being honest, neither has mine.
Yeah. I just get to be a little more open about it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I can tweet out like, more Taco Bell for me, as if that's like a new thing.
Yeah,
that was caused by the pandemic. Every single day.
Yeah.
Look at me living in my trash.
It is kind of making me come to terms with how normally I am. Oh, I wouldn't say I'm an introvert. I think I just like don't leave the house as much as I could. And then now that we have to stay indoors, I'm like, yeah, I guess it's not so different from what I'm doing. Obviously, things are different in that I'm scared for humanity's safety and racked with anxiety every day over that, but in terms of my habits, like, minimal changes in some ways. Obviously the getting food and toilet paper, that's a bit of a change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do without that.
It's also like, yeah,
no, I'm not trying to downplay, I'm not trying to say like, oh, it's fine, nothing has changed, just, you know, noting the, it's like, oh yeah, I'm used to staying in my house and
right,
because
we're also
homebody.
All broke, so it's like, what am I gonna do, you know, like maybe I'd go out more if I could, like, you know, have money.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, money often helps with that. It actually also helps with staying indoors, because then you have like a big house to walk around.
Oh yeah, to feed your ponies. Mm-hmm. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
To tour
your
orchard.
Ponies, you just feed your ponies.
Yeah,
he's like the only celebrity who's tweeting from his beautiful house that for some reason I don't hate, I don't resent. I don't know why. When Arnold Schwarzenegger's in a hot tub telling people to stay at home, I'm like, you know what, you earned that hot tub, Arnold. You earned it.
He did.
I don't know why.
It seems to be sort of an emotional spot you're coming from, because he was like our governor, so he is a guy who could have changed things but didn't.
Uh-huh. No, it's completely unearned.
No,
my respect for him is completely unearned.
No, it's an emotional thing, but I get it. I've never been angry at him either, even though I probably should be.
Right. But I don't know. When he's feeding those ponies.
I don't know.
He's got that real Sam Neill energy going.
Do you like your old pony? Say nay. Say nay for me, pony.
Joe, you've got to stay indoors with Whiskey and Lulu, your ponies.
He's living his best life.
Yeah.
American dream. Let's talk about the butthole and cats.
Please. I love it.
I don't know if this is even true, to be honest.
It was all
this
over the internet yesterday.
It came from a single tweet of a guy named Jack Waz saying a VFX producer friend of a friend was hired in November to finish some of the 400 effects shots in Cats. His entire job was to remove CGI buttholes that had been inserted a few months before, which means that somewhere out there exists a butthole cut of Cats.
No, that can't be true.
That sounds,
I mean,
extremely spurious.
And everybody now is tweeting, release the butthole cut.
Yeah.
I think people just sort of need this. Yeah. I want it to exist. I don't think they would have thought. I don't know. I don't think they would have thought to put their buttholes.
No, they wouldn't. This is clearly a fun joke, a quote unquote fun quote unquote joke. It's a goof. I do think. You know.
Do you think this person was just goofing from the start, or do you think he actually heard a weird rumor?
I don't know. I can't look that deep into the goof. I haven't really analyzed the goof.
Listen, the Rona's getting to us all.
It's when analysis is also anal analysis.
This does remind me of a lot of movie facts. Mm-hmm. Movie facts, like, this will be on IMDb trivia, and then, like, I bet someone will write an article and mention it, and, like, source IMDb trivia, and then it'll just become, like, a fact about the movie.
Yeah.
A lot of movie facts are, like, things where, like, if you trace it back to, like, the interview that it's sourced at, and you listen to it, it's like, oh, they were clearly joking.
Yeah.
They said it like a joke, and then someone wrote it down.
If this is,
and then they put it in some, like, yeah.
If this is based in fact, I bet it's something to do with shading, where they got the lighting wrong such that it does look mysteriously dark under those tails. So it does
look a little butthole-y.
And it's not that they put in the buttholes, but that they, like, didn't do the shading right such that it does look like they have buttholes, and then someone's job was to get rid of these phantom buttholes.
Right. The phantom butthole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kind of
similar to the alien butthole virus that was in that other movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, guys, you're hearing it first here. This is the butthole rumor has been debunked officially.
Officially debunked.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we didn't
have to do that. Little light that was in your life, we just snuffed it out.
I do feel guilty about it. People need optimism at this time.
Yeah.
They also
need the truth. Yeah.
Yeah, the truth
the
is
cold,
hard.
The cold, hard truth.
The cold, hard truth, much like a butthole.
Like, yes. Much like a cat's butthole. My cat is really proud of her butthole.
Oh, I'm sure.
I assume.
She's got a big one, too.
Yeah, your cat's giant butthole.
My cat has a notoriously large butthole. Yes, this is true.
I don't know if it's that the actual sphincter is larger than the average cat. It's that the area around it is bald. It's sort of like highlighting it.
Yeah, really.
Here's the thing is I don't want to try to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Your cat's wearing
it's her
like
butthole.
Butthole eye shower.
No,
eyeshadow.
Right.
Fucking analysis.
Maybe you could put some like hair club for men around the butthole so it's not so
obvious.
No,
not gonna do any of that. Not gonna go near my cat's butthole. I've gone a long time without going near my cat's butthole. We've never had to have that relationship.
Right.
She's never had to have a medical issue that required anything around her butthole. Here's hoping.
My childhood cat had a urinary blockage, and my dad had to, this is a long time ago, my dad had to squeeze the pee out of the cat physically.
Oh.
like a little toy. Like a little squirt gun cat.
Yeah.
Little pee squeezy.
Got to squeeze the pee out of the cat.
Them peas.
Yeah. Yeah.
There should have been a scene like that in the movie, in the cat's movie.
Yeah, it'd be a cute scene, like they'd squeeze the pee out of each other.
A giant human hand squeezing the pee out of James Corden.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
You know that's already exists on DeviantArt right now.
I'm sure.
Oh, God. I never want to go on DeviantArt and search for
looking,
the cat's movie.
I was looking for unrelated reasons for a picture of Pikachu on DeviantArt. I wanted to get a poorly drawn one, and it took me like 5 seconds to get to blushing pregnant Pikachu.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, that's real erotic stuff.
Very specific corners of DeviantArt.
And I just did a broad search for just Pikachu. No modifiers, no like sexy Pikachu. Come on, think better of me, guys. It was just searching Pikachu, and it took me like 5 seconds to find the pregnant Pikachu.
Wow.
Yeah.
God. I know. All monsters there.
Yep.
That's it for news stories.
Yeah. Do we have a couple more producers, I think?
We do. We have several more. We have Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Thank you, Ozzy.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Tom Quasi-Dangerous Levels of Hype K.
We gotta Tom increase K. those hype levels, man.
Yeah.
They need to
increase
be reckless levels of hype.
Mm-hmm. AJ, Thank you. Thank you, AJ.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, you want to do this one?
Mm-hmm.
I always offer this one to the guests.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. What's my motivation for this one?
Oh, okay. Oh, man. Okay. It's a... Okay. Okay. It's like a religious figure that everybody knows about
mm-hmm.
that has suddenly come back from the dead
okay.
to... Tell us what to do. He is risen, yeah.
Right, and I'm like a follower, right? Like, I'm not the...
Yes.
Yeah, okay, okay. All right, here we go. Tip. Drizzle.
Excellent.
Oh, that was amazing. Thank you, Tip Drizzle. Frankly Amish. Sorry, Frankly Amish. I fucked that up. Thank you. Tom, you want a couple of these?
Yeah, Mrs. Voidus. Thank you to the ghost of Dave Thomas.
The ghost of Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas. Haunting this Wendy's. Aaron Burser. And we got David Knife Boot Hinson. MBA CPA.
I didn't know if you were gonna include it, but you did.
Yeah. Now you go. You finish it up.
All right, Christopher Robert Spartz Esquire.
Topher Bobby.
Thank you so much, Topher Bobby. Mackenzie, righteous, hand of the lizard, people chill. Ah, you're beautiful. You're beautiful, man. Funky J.
Gorgeous. Funky J.
Yeah. Getting down with Funky J.
Gorgeous, kid.
Gorgeous. And our final one, Pie Guy.
Pie Guy.
Are you sure it's not pronounced P-Guy?
It might be P-Guy.
Piggy. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. You're great. You're all great.
Thank you for producing this quarantine fever cast. Dave.
Yeah, what is it, Tom?
Dave, in these dark times, do you happen to have a movie that deserves more hype?
I do.
I was hoping like, you would.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of trailers this like on this list that I was like, can this be that? This is I think one of the weirdest trailers of this week. It's called Same Boat.
Yeah.
I think it's coming out in April, like mid-April. It's a movie that, much like if you've ever seen Escape from Tomorrow, or is it Escape from Tomorrowland? No, it's Escape from Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a movie that was secretly recorded at Disney. This is secretly recorded on a cruise ship. So I hope they're okay, the people who shot it. And it's about a time-traveling assassin from the 28th century who's sent back to 2018 to kill a lady. And then his intern that he time-travels with gets sick because it's a cruise ship. And so he has to hang out on the ship for a while, and he accidentally starts a romantic relationship with the person he's going to kill. It's very indie. It's very, like, you know, again, it was secretly recorded on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's a lot of creative solutions. It looks very weird. I think it's a comedy. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it looked fun.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm curious. It looks interesting.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's another one that I think about, like, okay, everybody's at home. You're not going to watch movies you normally watch. This is clearly like an indie filmmaker. They haven't done anything. It's been in a few festivals. Why not give this a shot? It's a really, you know, it's a neat idea. And I can't wait for this director to make the next Jurassic World immediately after this one.
Yeah.
And it might be the last time anyone's ever on a cruise ship again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also true. This movie, people in 15 years, they'll be like, I don't understand what this movie is. What is it, like a big boat people partied on? That doesn't seem sanitary. Why would we do that?
That seems unsafe.
Did it just pollute into the ocean?
How do you get 6 feet away from someone else?
Yeah. but yeah, check it out. I don't know. It looks pretty neat. I really like a good underdog indie film like this that's like doing something real weird and creative.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Likewise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys, that's a sode. That's a quarantine.
We made it.
Sode.
That is a sode. Oh, I do have one question about the secret filming thing. How do you do that? Like, when random bystanders get in the shot, like, do you seek permission from, like, how does that work with release?
I assume
forms?
They have to reshoot it. There's also, okay, there's stuff you can do where, like, you put up notices that say if you pass by this area, you are going to be on camera. I doubt they did that. With the movie Escape from Tomorrow, it was a matter of just shooting, because cameras have gotten so small and so good that you can look like a tourist and be shooting on a fairly professional camera.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing what they did is they had a very simple setup, a lot of handheld, and they probably just waited for part times where people weren't walking around, you know.
But that's gonna be,
they probably shot at odd times.
But that's gonna be weird, because then, like, do they have cast members on the cruise? Because, like, how else do they get?
Yeah, I think they took a cruise and they used the cruise. Probably their budget was to buy tickets.
Oh, okay,
you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah, and they used the cruise. I'm sure there was a lot of ADR, I'm guessing, because of crowds.
Yeah,
because they had no control over their environment. And I bet a lot of it takes place in, like, their rooms and stuff like that, where they have a little more control. I know Escape from Tomorrow, had a lot of shots that's, like, in the hotel and, like, in other locations as well.
Interesting.
It's a really, it's interesting when it works.
Yeah.
There's another movie that I still haven't seen and I really want to, about, it's a fake documentary about how we faked the moon landing. And they just went to NASA, said they were students, and got to, like, film in NASA. And then they digitally de-aged NASA to make it look like it was, you know, decades ago. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so they essentially just snuck into NASA and, like, very illegally, I think, made a movie. Like, I'm sure NASA wasn't happy about any of that.
No, probably not. Because
you can't
not.
Just ask NASA, hey, can we shoot our indie film here about faking the moon landing? They'd be like, oh, immediately leave. So, yeah, there's been some, like, really interesting instances of these, like, guerrilla shoots.
That's cool. Yeah, sorry to derail the ending. I was just curious about that.
No,
that's
derail
perfectly
all
fine,
you
yeah.
want, man. Yeah.
Well, Katie, thank you for virtually being here.
Thanks for virtually having me.
Of course.
Yeah. Anything you want to virtually plug?
Yeah, I have a podcast called Creature Feature. It's about animals, evolutionary biology, and how animal and human behavior sometimes overlap, such as the fact that we all have buttholes. It's, you know?
It's weird, right? How
it's
we all have
buttholes?
Universal
unifier, yeah. And I'm still making podcasts from home. All by myself. Yep. So yeah. No, I mean, I'll have guests on, and they're at their homes. We're in our little bubbles, just virtually potting it up, and
so in our little pods.
Yeah, so that's Creature Feature. Please do check that out. I am on Twitter at Katie Golden. If you're interested in my Katie thoughts, sometimes they're political. Oopsies. And you can. I'm also pro-bird rights on Twitter, where I fight for the rights of birds to be ruthless dictators that rule the world with an iron wing. Get it? Because they don't have fists. They got wings. Bird pun.
And they're getting there.
If you like
the birds are getting there.
Yeah, if you liked that bird pun, well, boy, are there more of those. Yeah, so that's me. Oh, and I also write on some more news. With
you just had a episode,
Dave,
right?
Kinda. It was on Corona, so I think we released that to patrons, and we're gonna rejigger it a little bit on account of how things change so quickly. And yeah, guys, if you can stay home, this is my plug just to save, you know, potentially my life. If you can stay home, you know?
Yes, please.
Please do. Just like, and I understand a lot of people can't because they work in essential retail and they have to keep doing
like
that. GameStop is claiming their essential retail. Oh,
yeah.
Boy. But yeah.
Yeah, people should definitely check out Creature Feature, because it's times like this, it's it's not political. It's not depressing. It's just like, oh, fun fucking facts about animals.
Yeah. I mean,
that'll,
the
it's
most,
nice escapism.
The most political I get is like, we can't destroy the planet or ourselves. And I think that's fairly obvious anyways. But it's mostly just me talking about cool animals and how cool they are. And also sometimes disgusting. But I think disgusting things are cool. So, you know, sue me.
Yeah. They will. They will sue you.
I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Oops.
It's going to be a real problem for you. Uh-oh. This is, they're going to be reading this back in court. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I'll plug our Patreon, patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. But also, everybody fucking, you know, stay safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
More importantly, don't shop at GameStop.
Don't. It's already, like before this crisis, already you're at a high risk of contracting a disease. Like now it's like even more so.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. Everybody be goddamn.
Yeah.
Be goddamn safe.
Everybody just be safe.
Yeah. Take care of yourselves. And that like takes care of other people. Like I kind of keep like ragging on this point, but like you can stay home and actually be a hero by saving lives. Like, I mean, again, like if you have the privilege to be able to stay home and you do, you're literally saving lives, which is an incredible amount of power that, you know, you only dream of in your dreams where you're a demigod and you have control over life and death. And that's all fun. But now you got it.
I love those dreams.
I do too.
And, support your local Bloodshot starring Vin Diesel.
Yes.
And avoid the smelly vapes.
Yeah.
Keep the smelly vapes.
Like you can vape if you,
right out
it's,
of
it's
here.
It's a good alternative to smoking, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, keep your smelly vapes away from people.
Keep smelly vapes out of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we're done here.
I think that's it.
I think we're done.
All right. Great.
Yep.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. You can follow him on Twitter at thecorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.